Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. I grew up with my grandma reciting a little poem to me that I thought was appropriate to start off today. I've got it tattooed in my brain because she said it to me so many times. She said, good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. And so she kept telling me, keep besting it. Whenever I was doing something, keep besting it. You know, well, I'm doing the best I can. No, best it. You can best it even farther than that. And, you know, I think there's sometimes with leaders that, like, I've put in a lot of hard work to get to this spot, and I think I'm good. I think I've put in enough work, I can just kind of, this is pretty good. I'm kind of satisfied with my surroundings. But I think that there's a danger in us becoming satisfied. What can begin to happen to our leadership if we just say, this is good enough?
That quote from your grandma is pretty good. I mean, I think do your best and keep doing your bestest. You know, we're making up good words like gooder.
Yeah.
That's not
one. More gooder.
More gooder, yeah. I think there's something, not about perfection, which is that right. Balance. We can chat about it this morning on our podcast here. But I do think perfectionism can be too compulsive. It's like, well, you're never, it's never good. That also hurts the team. But by settling, now the team's like, well, that's as far as we have to go. Mm-hmm. And you know someone else in your group is going to go less.
Right.
So eventually it's going to be satisfied to partially satisfied to whatever.
Right.
Do you have a story in your career where you saw someone wrestle between satisfied and perfection that we might glean something today? Because there's some lessons for all of us.
Yeah, I'll be the lesson because I would struggle with
that. Okay.
Yeah, I would struggle with I'd have a hard time starting something because in my mind I didn't think I could do it perfectly, and so since I couldn't do it perfectly, I wouldn't start. I wouldn't even start doing it.
Okay.
And so I had to get to that spot where I would have to say, well, listen, is perfection even possible on this? But could I strive for excellence? You know, can I get to excellence? There is going to be some imperfections in that. And then slowly I began to realize that those stumbles or those things that weren't perfect were launching points, learning points. They're things that helped fuel me to keep on going. But yeah, I found myself just almost paralyzed by saying, oh, man, I'm looking down the road and this could go wrong, this could go wrong. I'm not sure I can do this yet. And so then I would just say, well, I won't even start.
And that would that be an assignment, Craig, where you knew what you needed to do, or was it someone gave you that assignment?
I think it's where I needed to, I knew what I needed to get done.
And so it was just an internal battle.
Yeah.
Satisfaction is nice. It's okay. Restaurants battle with that, right? Like you and sure. I go out and we'll take the ladies out, we'll go get a steak and yeah, it was good, you know, it's good. Yeah. Would you go back? Well, I might try something else.
Right.
That is not a loyal customer. That's not a loyal patron. That's not a loyal employee
right.
or team member. That is the, I want to call it cancer, but that is the disease between satisfaction
yes.
and actually having a scalable, awesome organization with amazing people who are growing and growing, which is our goal as leaders, right?
Yes.
Develop people.
Right.
What about the outside? Like if we settle and or we're satisfied, how do we as leaders wrestle with, well, he even did less. What do we do?
Well, I found that whatever standard the leader in an organization sets, people will always go a little bit below that. And so if we are satisfied yeah. and then it becomes, you know, a little bit less, and then it becomes a little bit less, and then it becomes a little bit less. You know, like you said, it's, I think you're going from partially satisfied to not so satisfied to I'm dissatisfied. It can quickly disintegrate. And that's why I think we have to keep pushing it. You know, you can't say, well, this is good enough
right.
because it never is. Right. There is something else that you can do.
I had a manager that worked for one of my organizations, and she would never hire someone above her. Mm. I'm not calling her a loser or a number, but I'm just going to use numbers for this. Let's say she was a 6 out of 10. She was a manager of a group. She would never hire a 7 for her team.
Yep.
That in itself, even by hiring or promoting, which we saw her also promote 4s when there were 8s on the floor available and they did a 4, that's another piece to remember as a leader. Yep. When someone on your team in management, supervisory, a vice president, a director, when they're settling too. So somewhere in there, we have to be on the same page. How do you communicate that as a leader to, hey, I might be settling too or satisfied, but how do we all do this better? Yep.
Well, I think it sends a huge message to your team when you hire somebody, you bring somebody on that is as competent as you are, as skilled as you are, or maybe even more skilled in a certain area, because you might say, hey, this part over here, I'm not so good at that part. I need somebody excellent there. I think it sends that message to the team. Oh, wait a minute. He's not intimidated by that. So let's keep pushing it. Mm-hmm. I remember one time, now this was, you know, one of the churches that I had a personal experience with that I wrote about in When Sheep Bite. So this was an unhealthy church that I came into. But right near the beginning, I had a friend of mine that I invited to come and speak. And he's a very good speaker, very good communicator. And I had a couple of these unhealthy board members that came up to me afterwards. Can't believe you brought this guy in. Why not? He's really good. Yeah. Weren't you intimidated by that? Hmm. What do you mean? You know, like, well, they're going to like him better than me, and so they're not going to listen to me anymore. But I think it sent the signal to them, like, no, I'm not intimidated by that. I learned something from having him here, so all of us can move forward as a result of this. So I think that everything, like we said before, everything rises and falls on the leader. So if I make that decision, I'm going to put these people up here, I think it sends the message to the rest of the team. We're not settling. It's got to keep going forward.
I've had the privilege of being around some pretty cool leaders in my life. So have you, and some we've had together. Mm-hmm. You know, there's one leader that I thought was fascinating compliment from staff. Yeah, he hired Billy Bob, and Billy Bob's really good. We know he's running the company. Well, it's probably not true. But they saw it as the CEO was willing to hire a Billy Bob,
yep,
who was amazing, yep, right? Like, so, okay, there's a gap then. CEO, Billy Bob, and us. And they would tell me, yeah, Billy Bob's really the guy that, you know, he brought in to, you know, keep the company moving and growing. Ooh, that takes some kaputskas.
Yeah. I mean,
that takes some guts. And yet the company kept doing well.
Yep.
Because he hired well, and he was okay getting out of the way.
Yeah.
What is it about that sort of leadership message where some people get it and some people are like, oh, the CEO, he's long in the teeth, you know, he's ready for pasture. Just because he hired someone really good to keep the boat going with the direction it's supposed to go. Why is that?
I don't know. You know, it's hard to tell. I think that there's some people that just are always looking for an excuse to stay satisfied. You know, don't push me any farther, you know, because you'll see it sometimes, you know, a group of people are working and you got a new person that's really eager and everybody else goes, hey, slow down. Don't go so fast. You make us look bad. You know,
we've had that,
right? So I think there's some people that are looking for that excuse, and I think there's other people that maybe are saying, "Oh man, what is this going to require on the other side? If I'm going to have to keep on pushing, does that mean more hours? Does that mean more? You know?" So I think if the leader's communicating that, hey, listen, mm-hmm, you can get here. I want to take you here. I want you on this bus with me as we go. You know, and I'm willing to invest in you to get there, but you can only do so much because, like, again, like, you know, Jim Collins uses that analogy often about being on the bus. There's some people that just don't want to be on your bus, and that's okay.
Right.
You know, that once they see we're not settling for just, mm-hmm, being comfortable, being satisfied, we're going to keep besting it. We're going to keep on raising the standard. Some people are going to go, well, then let me off at the stop here. I'm not interested in going any farther with you.
there's a leadership, sales leadership guy that wrote a book, Jeff Gittimer, and the title is, you know, satisfaction's worthless, loyalty is priceless.
Yes.
And I think at some point, us as leaders, and you as well, our audience, we have to be willing to put our stick our neck out.
Yep.
Because if we don't push the excellence, I like that word really well, perfection is potentially paralyzing to a number of people. Like, yep. I don't even know where to start then, because I'm sure you'll find something wrong with my paper, my proposal,
sure,
whatever. I think for us, Craig, you know, as leaders, is how do we get more a willingness to push ourselves maybe to exhaustion? I have a sports analogy where playing sports in a team and they weren't given a great effort and the coach sent us on a lap, like punishment, you know.
Right.
And players cut the corner of the end zone.
Sure.
And they ran around and cut the corner. And the coach goes, keep going. I want a full lap. Just yesterday, I saw a t-shirt. I didn't get to find out what the shirt, what else it said. But on the back, it said, cut ribbons, not corners.
Mm.
And there was a championship picture of a ribbon, you know, like the net, sure, of a basketball, like winning, yep, the, you know, March Madness or the, right, whatever. And I'm thinking, cut ribbons, not corners. Why do we do that? Why do we cut corners?
I don't know. We do have to put the work in. I mean, there's no way around it. You know, I have, you got me a t-shirt a number of years ago, and it says on there, front of the t-shirt, it says, don't quit. When I use that shirt and I'm working out and it gets wet with sweat, then the words come out and it says, do it. But you don't see that until you put the sweat in. I think there's some people that they don't know what's on the other side of the sweat that they put in, the work that they put in. Mm-hmm. And so then they're saying, well, I don't know what I'm going to get as a result of that. So they're cutting the corners. They're finding a place. Let me just be comfortable here. Let me be satisfied here.
Yeah.
Most people live far below their capacity. They have shrunk it down to a comfort zone. And if I cut corners, I get to stay in my comfort zone.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to stretch.
I think that's where maximized coaching comes in. Not a shameless plug. It's what helps.
Right.
Just in the last month, I've had three guys hire me to do like coaching for more of their business development side. They're already successful.
Right.
What inspired me to say yes was what they said they wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't there yet. I think that's us in leadership too, where we need a mentor, a group, a coach,
yep,
maybe a foxhole of eagles that we want to fly around with, you know. But I think the whole piece for me on, you know, you guys are already doing good, but you want to hire me to get to the next level.
Sure.
How do we get that hunger to become our motivator versus our, that's good enough?
Right. Well, one of the things that I've used this before as a motivation is kind of showing people this is comfortable.
Mm.
It's a little bit like riding your bike. It's a lot of fun when you are coasting down that hill and you pick up some speed and you don't really have to pedal very much. But I've developed nothing of lasting value. I just had some fun for a little while.
Yeah.
And so if you're coasting, that tells me you've either plateaued or you're going downhill. You don't coast going uphill, but it's in the uphill climb that's where you develop the endurance. That's where you develop some great stories along the way. And that's where you get to new heights of success. And so if people are like, well, this is pretty comfortable, we've really kind of hit our stride here. Yep, we have. But if it feels really comfortable, then that means at best case scenario, we're plateaued.
At best.
Right. You know, yeah. So I want us to keep on pushing. I don't want it, because we can go from plateau to downhill pretty easily. You don't even realize it.
Right.
But if you're pedaling to go uphill, you know that you're still going uphill because you're still pedaling to get there. So that's, I try to hold that out for people of what's on, let's go a little bit farther. What could we see once we get up a little higher?
Is our desire for comfort because we've already done a climb, Or is it sometimes because we don't wish to do it, we're intimidated by the climb in front of us? Like mountains, you know, Bible talks about, you know, the mountain in front of you. There's a prayer about it. Remove the mountains, you know.
Right.
I wonder maybe that's it, you know, where there's maybe a lack of confidence, or maybe that's our job as a leader to to develop them. Like, I see way more, just we won't make this public. But kick it in gear, buddy. You got way more. Go. I wonder if that's it.
I think that some of that is the leader calling that out from people, because because otherwise there's some people that I think a lot of times we end up being our own worst enemy because we tell ourselves this is the best I can do. You know, I've climbed as far as I can climb, and I think a leader that comes alongside us and says, you know, I see so much, you know, kind of like just my grandma saying, hey, okay,
better your best.
You were good. Yeah. Now get it better. Well, I bettered my better on, and now it's the best. Well, then keep besting it.
Two sports things. I'm so sorry we use sports as analogies, but Roger Bannister, you know, broke the, what, four minute mark. And then how many within the next year? 19 people passed it. You're like, so almost a mindset block.
Yep.
You know, so satisfaction versus loyalty might be a mindset block. I think I entertained you with this story, but my son's high school football team was playing a pretty good team, and they were down 28-0 at half. We didn't play very well, made mistakes. And at halftime, I remember the conversation coming out like, so, you know, let's give a little more effort. Oh, no, coach, no way. Well, why won't you give a little more effort? Well, we're given 80%. If we give 100, it'll hurt more when it doesn't work. I thought, can you say that again? So you're going to hold back, so if it doesn't work, it won't hurt so bad.
Yep.
That just never crossed my mind. And I went back to the other coaches, and I'm like, you know, our guys are kind of holding back a little bit. They're like, why would they do that? I couldn't explain it.
Right.
I mean, so I think if we can create a safe environment to still be competitive, that's that, you know, chasing that.
I don't think there is a safe environment for that, though.
No, I don't either. I mean,
because listen, it's, you are stepping out, like we use the word comfort zone.
Yeah.
When you step out of your comfort zone, it is by its definition uncomfortable. So it's going to be uncomfortable regardless.
Right.
If you just want comfort, then you can't have growth. You can't have both of those things. You can't stay comfortable and grow.
Right.
So it's going to have to be uncomfortable as you grow.
Our dads are older. We're not, but they're getting older.
That's right. You know,
they're outpacing us. And I think that was one of the interesting things for our dad conversations as sons, telling him, hey, you should get a walk in. You know, why don't you go to the balance class? Why don't you, you know, do this simple workout by a chair? You know, you can, you know, get your legs stronger so you don't need help getting out of a chair. It seems like work. Well, if you stay in that chair, it'll be more work.
Right.
If you don't get out of the chair.
That's true.
And it's almost a hesitation of, like you said, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Do you think we do that a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like pay the, you know, pros and cons of workout or have ice cream with my kids.
Right.
Ice cream with my kids tonight. You know, I think there's a real challenge on excellence. And so do you have something you practice? Like for excellence, like what do you get up and say, I'm going to have this excellent mindset?
Well, for me, it's, and we've talked about this before, I never compromise on my morning routine. So my morning routine is to get up and stretch my body physically, stretch my heart and my mind spiritually as I, so I exercise, I work out, I read my Bible, I think about my day. I do that first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And I every day I do that regardless. Oh man, I just didn't sleep very well last night. Nope. I'm still going to get up and do it this morning.
Because there's value in that, right?
Right. I got to do that. I found a quote from Charles Sorensen said this, it isn't the incompetent who destroy an organization. The incompetent never gets into a position to destroy it. It's those who have achieved something and want to rest upon their achievements who are forever clogging things up. And
wow, that's a good one.
I don't want to be the one that's clogging things up.
Right.
So I know that the speed of the leader is the speed of the team. The height of the leader is the height of the team. I want to be the Rogers Bannister that pushes through and breaks the 4-minute mile mark so that I can show the rest of my team to do it. In the Bible, King David killed a giant, and then all these people that surrounded him, they all killed giants at different times. So he showed it was possible, and then they said, we're going to do that, and that's how we have to be. And as Greg mentioned earlier, maximize coaching, maximize leadership coaching. That's one of the things that maybe you need to hear me say is calling in a coach does not mean that you are saying I'm no good. You heard Greg say earlier was that these are organizations that are good, they're getting better, and they're the best at what they do, but they want to best their best. Getting an outside perspective, we don't want you as a leader to be clogging up the organization. We want to have you soar so the rest of your organization can go even farther than maybe what you've imagined that they could go. So if you go to maximizeleadership.com, fill out the form under the coaching page. Just tell us a little bit about your situation. One of us will read that, get back to you, get you lined up with us or with one of our other coaches, and we're going to help you be able to just good, better, best, to just keep on going and making it better and better as you go. We get better too when we get some input from you, when you say, hey, I love this part of your podcast, or I didn't like that part so much, or could you guys talk about this topic? We want to be able to stretch as well as podcast presenters, as content creators, and to give you the very best. So get back in touch with us on X. You can reach out to us at Maximize Podcast right here on this video. Leave a comment below. Tell us about something that you liked, you didn't like, something you'd like to hear about in the future. And that's what we're going to be here for, is to resource you so you can be the best leader that you can possibly be. So stay tuned.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of The Craig and Greg Show.